Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. And let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
We have our gal Arlene in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Arlene, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hey, good morning. How's everyone doing?
We are well, dear. How are you?
I want to go back to when you guys were going off on the Democrats and their democracy being threatened.
Yep.
I have a big pet peeve with the fact that the conservatives do not hammer away at the fact we are not a democracy.
We're a republic.
We are a constitutional republic.
Correct.
And if we were a democracy, we would be ruled by the majority, which would be very different from what's actually going on today. And I just do. I get very annoyed when I hear conservatives going on, too, about democracy.
Well, let me ask Sean, because Arlene, Sean considers himself, and Sean, if I'm wrong, correct me, please. You consider yourself to be a constitutional conservative, correct?
Yeah.
So what do you make from what Arlene is saying as far as constitutional republic versus the notion of democracy, or, you know, the exhibit of, or the lack thereof, at least from the Democrats? Your thoughts on that?
Well, Arlene's not wrong. I mean, we are a constitutional republic. She's definitely right about that. But we do rely on the democratic process,
right,
in order to elect our representatives. We also rely on our the majority of the electoral college, right? So the majority of electoral college votes determine who becomes our president. So that's democratic. Primaries and who becomes our nominees that's decided in a democratic fashion. Statewide elections are democratic elections. So we rely on the democratic process. But what I think Arlene is saying, and she's 100% right, is that we do not live in a direct democracy, which would be 50+1% rules 49.9%, right? So if we lived in a direct democracy, the majority would rule on every issue. Presidential elections would come down to 5 or 6 cities nationwide, flyover states, farmers, etc. Those people's voices wouldn't matter.
They're out.
This is why we are in a representative or constitutional republic, which is a way. Is it perfect? No, there's no such thing as perfect, but it's the best way for everybody's voice to be heard. But she's right, you know, that we don't live in quote unquote a democracy. We live in a republic that relies on the democratic process to elect the representatives.
855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. So let's get to this, and I feel like this will be the talking point for the next couple of years. It's been brought up multiple times already, and I think as we get closer to the midterms, post-midterms as well, as we enter into 2027, especially if Trump keeps kind of dangling it out there like a little carrot, the media will bite and the Democrats will do what they always do, and that's peddle fear porn. The notion of a Trump third term. Let's get to Steve Bannon and Stephen A. Smith. Phil, this is clip 12B, where Bannon gives Stephen A. Smith more details on a third-term possibility in 2028. Listen to this.
Explain to me, Steve Bannon, how you can, with a straight face, sit back and say Donald Trump is going to be inaugurated as the president of the United States in January of 2029. He's going to win the election in 2028 when the 22nd Amendment clearly states no one shall serve more than two terms. Could you talk about that, please?
The Constitution says, Stephen, that on the, President Trump's Article 2 powers, he's chief executive officer of the U.S. government. He's commander-in-chief of the armed forces. He's chief law enforcement officer of the United States government, chief magistrate. And I think, as I count coming on your show, I think there's 150 lawsuits in federal court by various organizations affiliated with the Democratic Party, the NGOs, or actually members of the Democratic Party, suing President Trump on his Article 2 powers that are clearly delineated in the Constitution. So the Constitution is open for interpretation. I have never said, and the people I'm working with have never said, we're trying to amend the Constitution. We think that there are a number of legal workarounds of that, and we're working on that, and we'll probably present it to the public sometime either right before the 22 midterms or shortly thereafter when most people will be jumping in the race for the 2028 nominations for the parties. And so this is something I'm absolutely convinced of. And I tell folks, I said, look, when I first really, I'd known Trump for a couple of years, but when I first start watching him as a politician act and really as early as May of 2014, when I saw him go to these cattle calls in Iowa and in New Hampshire, and I told people, I was running Breitbart at the time, and I told people, I said, that guy's going to win the Republican primary and he's going to be the next president of the United States. People laughed in my face and he was polling at zero. In fact, he polled at zero up for the next year, all the way up right before he ran. He was still in distant seventh or eighth place before he announced that day on 15 January 2015, which would come up the 10-year anniversary. In 2021, when he had the second election stolen, he went back to Mar-a-Lago. The odds were long there. People laughed in my face. Fox News did not show him live for 2 years. So I tell folks, I say, folks, I have had Trump's back and been involved with people early on when the odds were so much longer than we have now of actually working through different alternatives to make sure he's on the ballot and he will be elected president of the United States. And on the 20th of January in the afternoon of 2029, President Trump will be in the White House as serving his winning his fourth election and serving his third term.
If that happened, heads would explode. And I can't, I actually was asked by somebody from the Washington Times, I think it was the Times or maybe the Washington Examiner. It was one of those two. Certainly was not the Washington Post.
Not the Post.
Definitely not the Post. They would never ask me for anything. No. I did this little phoner over the weekend, and that was a question that one of the columnists that's going to be published later tomorrow asked me about. And I said, I can't really think. I already know what Democrats are going to say and try to do, but I can't worry about that. All I can do is focus on what my opinion would be on it. And I'll say this. Would I love it? Yes. If Trump was still in his prime, has not shown any signs of deterioration, I don't want to see a shot fighter at 82 try to pull that off. And if Trump does as well with the economy as I think he will, I think J.D. Vance is going to be a seamless transition. And based on what the Democrats apparently have right now with the lack of getting away from the left-wing identity politics and the lack of talent, AOC, Wes Moore, Gavin Newsom, Shapiro, I think, is the only legit contender. Short of a economic collapse under Trump, I think J.D. Vance would win. And I know he's not wildly popular as a vice president right now with favorability ratings in polls. So even if you told me the economy was great, Trump's going to step aside, but you're not enamored with J.D. Vance as far as him being able to beat a Democrat. You still have a guy in Ron DeSantis who has shown for 8 years that he's the best governor in the country. And if we transitioned from Trump to DeSantis, let's say somehow DeSantis beat Vance in a primary, we're probably going to get 95% of the Trump policy playbook anyway. So I don't really think anything changes.
Let me give you my theory on this, because I do have a theory on it.
Okay.
How the Gemini mid-June brain works. He has been teeing this up for a long time, but think about how much Trump talks about George Washington. He loves George Washington. He talks about Washington, talks about Lincoln, but he has talked about term limits, and you can go back and you can find all the quotes from him. So the reason he's doing this is that he's going to, so that he can tee himself up to say, yeah, there is a pathway by which, you know, through the vice presidency or through J.D. Vance, whatever you want to say, there's a pathway here, but like the great first president, George Washington, I'm going to forego that. I know I could win. Mm-hmm. That's what he's going to, that's what he's doing. He's teeing this up so that he can say, hey, I could do this. I would win. You know, I would, but I'm not going to do that because I actually believe that the greatest president was George Washington because he could have been king. Mm-hmm. He could have had no term. He could have had no limits, but he said, no, I need to step down. That's my theory on this.
Now, I think you're spot on.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think she's right about that. I don't want to see third term.
I don't either.
Even if he is wildly successful, I love Trump to death. I think he's great. I don't want to see a third term. You know, that's why when Andy Ogles put that legislation through, well, you know, not two consecutive. And I love Andy Ogles. He was my congressman for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I just met with. I didn't like that either because I just think about how the Democrats can use that against us. You know, and I just. No, then Obama will run.
Well, that's what I want.
Thing.
I'm still in. Thing. Yeah,
so he wouldn't be able.
I'm still in WrestleMania mode, and I would love to see Obama versus Trump, the battle for a third term.
Yeah.
That would be the greatest thing to ever happen to this industry from a content perspective.
Obama already had his third term, and that's what I think Trump would do.
That's true.
Basically run it like an Obama puppet regime with J.D. Vance or whoever, your guy, DeSantis, Nick, I know you love him, whoever it is, it's basically could be Trump's additional term, except he's just playing golf more than he is right now.
Yeah, and by the way, Biden's term was the Obama third term, which is what Harry's referencing.
That's what I said. Yeah, so, that's what I meant.
Yeah, you'd have the fourth Obama term against the third Trump term. How about that for a dynasty? I'd love it. All right, good stuff, Harry. We appreciate it, and we'll chat again next week.
All right, see you guys. Have a great week.
You got it. There he is, Harry Mays. We'll come back. We'll get to a Dawn Stenslin Big Three, and then we'll weave in a couple of more clips before we get to all the bells and the whistles, the movies, the music, and what's on tap for the Dawn Show, which is just about 38 minutes away. Kale and Company, back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love. Or the trends everyone's obsessing over. Or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's get caught up in the world of news because we've had a ton of it this morning. Time for a Dawn Stenslin Big Three at 9:30.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
Sponsored by Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon. The big story this morning, locally, nationally, is news of the death of Pope Francis. Lying in state could begin as soon as Wednesday. That's the latest from the Vatican. Pope Francis' body could lie in state in St. Peter's Basilica for people to come and pay their respects as soon as Wednesday. And so that's Pope Francis was 88 years old, did make the Easter Day appearance, albeit he looked very swollen and had been sick, obviously, from bronchitis, pneumonia for many months. J.D. Vance, the vice president, had just visited him Easter Sunday. And Pope Francis was the first non-European pontiff in nearly 1,300 years. A little statistic for you there, but 88 years and he has passed away. By the way, it typically takes 2 to 3 weeks for a new pope to be chosen. That was a callback to something Nick Cale had brought up. What's the conclave? What's the normal timing of it?
Mm-hmm.
So we could be 3 weeks away.
Off the top of your head, do you recall the longest tenure for a pope? I know we mentioned earlier today that Francis was in for, was it 12 years?
Yeah, so he had a longer...
I've been doing this for 30 years.
He did have a longer, you know, a longer time. I know that, and Jimmy Kelly in our group text had brought this up. It was April 2nd back in 2005 that the last pope passed away when he died in 2005. And that was Pope John Paul II.
Okay.
Did I see the second? But it was Pope John Paul.
Gotcha.
Right?
All right.
In 2005.
All right.
So that's who this pope had replaced. And I remember covering that one. All right. We have President Trump today. It's going to be a big day. He's going to attend the annual Easter egg roll on the South Lawn of the White House, hosted by Melania Trump. She'll be there. She's hosting it. But this time, a little. What's that?
I said she's a beautiful person.
Yes. She is. And so this is a little different because we will see that we have some sponsors for this year's White House egg roll. And the corporate sponsors we talked about, we mentioned this earlier, Amazon, YouTube, and Meta.
Can't believe they would advertise with a dictator. That's so odd.
That's Hitler, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Right? That. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
And yes,
impressive.
They will have, Mr. President wanted not the plastic eggs, wanted the real thing,
uh-huh.
The real eggs.
Confirm whether or not Donald Trump will be led around by the Easter Bunny this year.
not
because
likely.
Because he wasn't, you know. How about will he call the Easter Bunny the Oyster Bunny?
Not a joke.
You got a load of Oyster Bunny.
Not going to be on my
watch. They
had
to Photoshop him into a picture yesterday, too.
You know, I'm going to boycott Amazon the more I think about this. I can't have them advertising with Nazis. I can no longer use Amazon. I'll have to find another service.
You know, what must have happened is literally Hitler, Donald Trump, must have threatened to put them in the gulag or deport them to El Salvador or else, you know.
Right.
Or they can get out of that sentence.
Yep.
If they sponsor the Easter egg roll. That's what happened.
Bezos was going to be the next one to go until he bent the knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's definitely a tradition dating back to 1878, and they expect about 40,000 people to attend, a lot of families and children.
There are enough eggs for that?
I guess so.
Yeah, the egg shortage is over, man. Egg prices are down.
That's true.
I paid.
That's why we're doing the real thing. That's why we're doing the real thing.
I paid $3.17 for a carton.
Well, like that's not bad.
That's expensive.
It's expensive.
But we're at three here in the free state of Tennessee.
Where are you at? How much?
We're in the free state of Tennessee. We're at like under three now.
You're under three for eggs in Tennessee?
Okay. Yeah, oh yeah.
All right. No, it beats the $5.59 we were at. What was that? About 3 weeks ago. I was at Aldi 2 days ago. I couldn't believe it. I was like, all right, here we go.
I love Aldi.
Locally, we have a special Philadelphia Mass honoring the late Pope Francis, and that's going to happen this afternoon. That announcement just in from the Archbishop here, Reverend Nelson Perez, saying that there will be a special Mass, I believe, at the Basilica locally.
Okay.
So we got that going on.
I got the answer for you here as far as the longest reign. Pope Pius IX reigned from 1846 to 1878, 31 years, 7 months, and 23 days. I think Nancy Pelosi was in her first term at that point.
Thus the vampire reference.
Nancy Pelosi.
Please don't bother me with such frivolity, okay?
I have a very good time. I do very well in the stock market. Okay.
I only hit it 93%.
93% success rate.
It's amazing.
She has to stop saying words with S's, by the way, because she has the tooth issue, you know, the dentures come flying out of her mouth.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Yep. Can't keep her teeth in her mouth, but she's the best stock trader known to man. Yeah. It's really incredible.
Uh-huh.
You guys crack me up. So we have Joseph Anthony Retreat Spa and Salon sponsoring our big three. Secret to spoiling the moms in your life this spring. Now with three locations, Glen Mills, Springfield, Center City at the Lowe's Hotel. You can visit in person or online, josephanthony.com, where gift cards are always available. Josephanthony.com, that's your big three.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210. Get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. Hit the like and subscribe button. We've got a couple of more clips to get to. But before we continue and wrap up the cut sheet here on a Monday, we have to get to the Donald Trump Gulf of America hat. Phil, if you could throw this up on YouTube, there you see it. It's that classic trucker look, or maybe like that 80s throwback to it, where it's got the red side and the red backing, the red brim, but the white part in the middle over your forehead and across the top of your skull is white. And it says Gulf of America in a blue, almost like a cursive script, I think, if I'm trying to zoom in, or maybe it's not cursive. And then below it, you've got a couple of red stars and red stripes. I don't know about you. Not that I don't like the red original MAGA hat, but it doesn't look right on my head. Certain hats fit certain heads in a different fashion. I never, like the hat you have on right now, Sean, I cannot wear that because I have a big round melon. But that hat that Trump is wearing in that picture, that would fit my dome perfectly. If those become available, I will purchase my first Trump hat. I've never purchased a hat before.
I'm getting that hat if they come available.
Is that not a beautiful hat?
It's a beautiful hat. Nobody's ever seen a hat. I sewed it my own two hands. You know, they call it embroidering. I call it stitch. We stitch like nobody's ever seen before. And I put the whole thing together, every piece of fabric, and it's a beautiful hat. I really want one.
Those are really sharp.
Yeah.
I've actually never seen you without a hat on.
No, I generally only have hats on. It's crazy.
You know, they say if you wear a hat all the time, your hair is eventually going to fall out. It's not good for you.
Really?
My hair, I have such a beautiful head of hair, it's never going to happen.
Really?
I was going to say.
Unlike me.
And if it does happen, nobody's going to know about it.
All right. Very good. All right, let's get to a couple of clips as we wind things down here on this Monday. I want to go to Bill Maher from Friday night. We had the big ruling on Thursday. We covered it a little bit in the Big Take Friday, where the United Kingdom determined in their Supreme Court that biological men and biological women are the only two genders, and it shall now be rule of law. I think we should adopt it here in America. Douglas Murray standing alone on the Bill Maher panel because he does not believe in trans. Clip 14, Phil, let's let it rip.
What is your reaction to the UK Supreme Court declaring that the definition of a woman is, well, we should include you in this too. It's about women. Is based on biological sex and excludes transgender people. Yeah, this was a big ruling this week in England. The Supreme Court, their definition of woman is biological sex. To put it in shorthand, J.K. Rowling won.
Yes. J.K. Rowling won. Everyone who said this for years has won. All the particularly women who've been defamed and lied about and bullied and chased and much more for years, they were right. And I just think, apart from being a statement of the obvious, isn't it amazing that the best legal minds in Britain spent years having to work out the first thing we knew as a species?
Let's wrap with this. As always, it goes full circle back to the Big Take. And one of the themes of the Big Take today was the violence on the left against those who they disagree with, and will stay with biological females. Clip 18, here's Nancy Mace of South Carolina, who was confronted by an odd man at a store a few days ago. And I pray to God, and I knock on wood, that if there's cursing in this, we've bleeped it out, or somebody's at least screened the clip. Let's play it.
I do them every year. You want to keep going?
Do
you want to keep going? Keep harassing me? You could have gone to a dozen town halls last year.
I asked if you're doing any more this year. It was one simple question.
Yeah.
Are you doing a town
hall? I've already done one. I'll do plenty more.
Are you doing any more this year? It was a simple question.
You're always invited.
Okay, sweet. Well,
and by the way, I voted for gay marriage twice.
What does that have to do with me?
So I'm just.
All right.
It has to everything to do with you.
You think everything about me has to do with gay marriage?
I do.
That's
absolutely.
Your first stance when you speak with me?
Absolutely.
No other
if you want to get in my face about town me. Halls, you should have shown
There's
up to
no
one last year.
The thing you can talk about me just saying, oh, I support gay marriage.
Yeah. That's because you're getting
you
in my face about a town hall. You could have gone last year.
Question from
Would
right
you
over
like
here
me?
Is if you have any plans to have more town halls this year?
I have town halls every year. I have over a dozen every year.
Great. That was my entire question. You didn't have to go to this spiel.
You could have come to any of them last year. I had over a dozen. Where were you the year before that?
My issue with that is this is now the second or third time that Nancy Mace has been targeted. Before there was the physical act. I believe it was some elected official at a low grassroots level in Chicago. Remember, he grabbed her by the arm and she ended up being in like an arm sling or something to that effect. The big issue I have with this, and I don't think she's under attack, so to speak, in that setting. I will say, though, to me, it's a little low energy and weak when you are confrontational to an elected official in a public setting while they're going about their private life. Like, to me, there's a lot of moments where you can protest, you could show up, you could go to a town hall, you could, you know, picket, you could ballot, show up, protest in front of their office and things like that. As many politicians as I disagree with, if I saw a politician like Nancy Mace on the other side at Sephora or wherever that setting looked like it was, I don't think I'm sitting there and berating her and going back and forth and having these debates while people are trying to pick up some lip gloss in aisle six. I don't know, but that's just me.
Yeah, I think there's a time and place. I mean, it's okay to have the conversation. I think being confrontational, like you said, is maybe that's not the place for it. I mean, go to their office or, you know, do it several independent media outlets do and journalists do and go to the Capitol and wait till you see them, you know, at their place of work and ask them, you know, when they want to hold another town hall to. I don't think she was, quote unquote, like you said, under attack. But I do think that maybe a little inappropriate to cross-examine your rep in the lip gloss aisle.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. Get to the morning mystery movie clip as well as what occurred today in music history. And then, of course, what's on tap for the Dawn Show as we wrap up a Monday of Kale & Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You ladies don't seem to realize how valuable my time is. You're going to make my boys look bad.
Why don't you let us come up with our own steps?
We tried that, remember? Now, you're in the best possible position you could be in. So what's the matter? Your shoes on too tight or something? Let's have some action. Let's have some wiggling. I want some perfection.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
All right, today's prize is a $50 gift card to the Metro Diner. If you can identify that movie clip by being caller number 12, 855-839-1210. Caller 12, $50 gift card to the Metro Diner. Get yourself some good breakfast or lunch. Tremendous omelets, $50 gift card. Caller 12, 855-839-1210. Best of luck to you as now we find out what occurred today in music history.
Jimmy.
What occurred today, Jimmy Kelly, in music history? 3, 2, 1. Let me try one more time.
You want me to just start?
What occurred? But today, well, there it is.
This day in music history on Kale & Company.
Today, April 21st, we celebrate the birthdays of Robert Smith from The Cure, who's 66, and Iggy Pop, who's 78. We also lost Prince on this day in 2016 and Nina Simone in 2003. Singles include Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel in 86, Lean on Me by Bill Withers in 72, and Life Goes On by Poison in 91. Albums include Wish by The Cure in 92, Raised on Radio by Journey in 86, The Wildlife by Slaughter in 92, The Legacy by Testament in 87, and Black Smoke Rising by Greta Van Fleet in 2017. Also in 56, Elvis recorded Heartbreak Hotel. In 89, Pet Sematary was released in theaters. In 2013, Rush won a Juno Award for Rock Album of the Year. In 84, the Footloose soundtrack was topped the album chart. In 69, Janis Joplin made her London debut. And in 90, Paul McCartney played in front of over 184,000 in Rio, creating a new world record for largest crowd attending a rock show. By the way, there weren't that many in Syracuse on Sunday, but the GMA Dome did set a new attendance record, breaking the record set by The Who in 82 with over 47,000 people, including me. But lastly, on this day in 81, Weird Al made his TV debut. And in 70, Elton John made his debut as a solo act. For Kale & Company, I'm Bill Lundquist.
All right, Phil, great work as always as we get set for the Dawn show and we find out what she has lined up at the top of the hour.
Yes, so we'll have the very latest from the White House with the newly sponsored, corporate sponsored, that's what everybody's focusing on, but the White House egg roll, First Lady Melania Trump, President Trump, what happens there? Who is Caroline Leavitt? Caroline Leavitt making a lot of headlines this morning as she's speaking out. A, who is she defending while wearing a very pretty lace dress? And why is her workout routine from the past making such headlines?
I saw that.
You saw that?
Yes, that was 2 years ago.
Yes.
Which, you know my rule, I'm totally fine with that.
See?
Only Marjorie Taylor Greene while serving doing power cleans gets under my nerves. There you go.
So, yeah, so a lot of headlines this morning involving the one and only Caroline Leavitt. So we'll talk about that, weave in the local angles of what's going on. Great guest coming up at 10:30. Talk about locally some great police type police fundraisers and charity fundraisers that you can get involved with. So my friends from PAL will be along. So we'll talk about that with an interview. But there's a lot breaking, a lot happening. And also China. What's the latest? What is China warning? And what is the Trump response? Oh, my goodness. So much breaking.
Mr. President, do you have any a little bit of a teaser or trailer for what you're talking with China?
Well, we're going to make a beautiful deal. Every wonton, every egg roll is going to be tariffed if they don't want to make a deal. So we're going to have a big problem if they don't want to make a deal. And you also have Ireland. They're playing games. Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship may not be approved if she comes back 5,000% tariffs on Ireland. We're just going to say that. You have to keep her. We're not taking her back, right? We're not doing that.
Nor should we. All right, great stuff, Sean. Thanks, buddy.
Woo!
Thank you.
You got it. Sean Farish from Tennessee. Stay tuned. The Dawn Show is up next. Everybody, have a great rest of your Monday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale & Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.